Dreamscape presents Dival by Kathleen Kaufman, narrated by Ariel Delisle. 1. The Slua appeared on a Tuesday morning. Grace was quite unaffected at the time. In fact, she was utterly unaware of their presence for the hour it took to set the dough to rising. She had half hung the wash before her eye set to twitching and her lips became numb. By mid-afternoon, her speech was slurring and her eyes had crossed. Boyd hadn't known what to do. For all his suspicions, he hesitated to call the elders. It could, after all, be a case of the flu. Or perhaps the grain had gone to rot, and the ergot was causing her to mutter and her head to twitch in tiny spasms. No need to set the elders to worrying over something that could be cured with a night's rest. When the children arrived home from school, their backpacks in hand, he sent them to their rooms to finish their homework. Later, he heated a can of soup from the cupboard and sliced them both a slab of yesterday's bread. He put them to bed and told them Mama had a fever and they shouldn't go say goodnight, for they might catch it as well. Boyd sat up with his wife until the sun rose. By that time, she was pacing the floor in uneven steps and speaking in a tongue he did not recognize. Her eyes flitted from side to side before settling back to stare at a fixed point on her nose. She wouldn't take any water or food, waving it away and cringing as though the mere scent of the canned soup was poison. By sunrise, Boyd knew it was far bigger than ergot or influenza. The faint scent of ash emanated from her skin, and her sour breath held a hint of sulfur. Locking her in the bedroom, he readied the children to go to school.
"Mama still has that fever," he told them.
His girl, Kate, fixed a long, unreadable gaze upon him as he spoke. "You should call them a trark," she said simply. Boyd knew in that instant that she wasn't fooled. He clumsily packed their lunches, unaccustomed to the task. Kate took charge of getting her little brother to brush his teeth and to wear matching socks. By 7:45, they were both out the door on the way to the bus stop. Boyd sat down at the dark wood dining table and buried his head in his hands. He should call the elders. He could feel it in his heart. He should follow Kate's directive and call the matriarch. But in the end, his courage failed, and he phoned Grace's mother, who, while not yet the matriarch, was the one who would best be
Sample complete. Ready to continue?